little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Let's talk a bit about the options that you've got, if that's okay, mm-hmm. when it comes to ways of managing your... I think we're fairly solid with the diagnosis of IBS. Have do you understand a bit about it? Have you had a chance to read up about it yourself? So a very good, reliable source of information as a start-off would be what's written on patient.co.uk. So from that, maybe we could talk about some of the options that might be available to you, some of which, from what we talked about before, you've already had a bit of a go at. Could we go through some of those?
Tell
me a bit about what you've tried already.
I remembered the medication that I was given in the first place. It was mebeparine. And that must have been a couple of years ago. And I was prescribed that. I can't quite remember how long for, but it didn't really seem to do anything. I didn't notice any difference.
Doesn't work for everybody. Maybe one in four, maybe one in five people. It can help, but it sometimes helps with spasm or bloating. Not helped you at all.
You gave
it a good go.
Because
you mentioned some other treatments as well. Perhaps you could tell me a bit more about those again. You mentioned that you'd been seen by a dietitian.
She'd
looked at your diet with you.
I saw a dietitian at the RBI, and she put me on a low FODMAP diet. And she didn't say that it was exactly fatty foods that caused it, but from my diaries that I kept, she seemed to say that there was possibly a link with high fat foods in my stomach, my upset stomach. Apart from that, that was.
So you changed your diet over and gave it a good go. And
I don't. I wouldn't say it really changed anything. Not massively. It was hard to do. It was really, really hard to do for the times that I did do it.
It's not straightforward.
Made a big impact on my life.
Okay.
Like not being able the amount of stuff that I wasn't allowed to eat was a lot. Even my mum struggled to make meals on a night.
How long did you? Because that's part of the problem with that one is that it takes a bit of commitment and
it's
quite complicated and you have to see a dietitian and get their support and everything. So that didn't work for you, but you gave it a decent go for
it was
weeks.
It was probably a couple of months.
Without any progress. Just talking about diet, have you found that diet and activities have affected your IBS at all, aside from the low FODMAP that you tried?
I'm trying to think back to when I was regularly going to the gym. Probably no. I can't really think of a period of time from the age of 19 to now where it's been good.
Have you found any other, or have we talked about in the past, any other treatments that you've been interested in?
God, I can't think.
You mentioned that predominantly it's bloating that's the main issue. We focused on that in the last time we spoke. And the other thing that is a bother to you is the diarrhea. So would it help for me just to go over the ground that we talked about before, which was when you're talking about things that could help with the bloating, one of the therapies that can be quite helpful if you're looking for a medication that would work would be peppermint oil capsules. What were your thoughts related to that?
I'm happy to give peppermint capsules a go. Especially if it reduces the bloating, which is obviously uncomfortable.
And on paper, the evidence would suggest that one in every 2.5 people that try that will find a useful improvement with that.
Right.
And it does seem to be a safe treatment.
Okay.
But it does mean a regular prescription charge, I guess, doesn't it? Okay, so let us know if that's worthwhile, and if it's not helping, we can always move on to one of the other things. There are other things that can help, and can help enormously. So I just wanted to talk a little bit more about those, and it really depends on you as to what could work for you. There are some suggestions that where it's available, hypnotherapy can be enormously powerful.
All right.
So 50% of people can get a lot of benefit from hypnotherapy. So you already mentioned to me that you didn't think it was a stress-related thing. So it usually works in people that are feeling that they feel the stress. I do have a type of hypnotherapy that I can offer you, which is called EMDR. Which is a bit unconventional, and you wonder how it works, but it can work but it usually works with people that tend to get tense and anxious.
Right.
So you've noticed that some things that you eat will set off the bloating.
Yeah.
So it might not be so effective for you. But it's something that we've got there that's the potential there, and I want to share that with you. Okay. The other thing is that when it seems to be linked to your thought processes, that can be quite helpful is actually seeing a therapist who can do a cognitive behavioural therapy. Again, that tends to work better with people where we think that there's more likely to be an emotional link.
Right, okay.
So that's one of the other things that are worthwhile.
Right.
Bearing in mind that's there for you.
Yeah.
We talked about a lot of things to do with your diet, and I know that the dietitian already looked at what are FODMAPs.
Yeah.
But I think probably I've run this one by you before, is that sorbitol and some of the things that you can eat can be a trigger.
Yeah.
But you felt that probably wasn't an issue.
No, I avoid them like the plague.
Fine. And some people find that there's certain other things that are in their diet that can be a trigger. Can you think of anything?
It can be really random things that I can't really... A McFlurry, for example, will definitely set me off, whereas I can have ice cream from another source and I'd be fine. But I don't know what's in a McFlurry, so it could be anything.
Well, there's potential that it's artificial sweeteners. Sorbitol potentially could be. I don't know. You'd have to look it up on Google to find out whether that was the case or not.
That's a main example that I can think of. I'm trying to think of other things.
The other thing, if diarrhea comes back to be an issue for you, that you might want to take, if you can predictably know that on this particular day that you're going to have really bad diarrhea, is we could give you an anti-diarrheal agent such as loperamide. You've tried it.
It goes the other way.
So that makes you constipated, which makes you worse, presumably. So that's not going to work for you.
No. I have tried that in the past when I've been on holiday, maybe on a long-haul flight or something. Yeah. And, I mean, it does stop the diarrhoea, and it is good at doing that. But,
the bloating's worse with that then, presumably.
It can be,
And constipation's never really been an issue when you've had this at all.
Never, not even as a... No.
In which case, I'm not even going to go where we would suggest, but often we give a soluble fibre drink for people that are prone to constipation with as well. Okay, well, probably we should wrap things up for today when it comes to talking about those options. And I know that I've already given you a prescription for the peppermint oil, and you've kindly agreed that you're going to give me a call back to let me know how you're getting on with those.
Yeah, that's fine.
You'll probably know within a week or two. So if you plan to give me a telephone call then, we're happy that you're not anemic, so we're not worried that we're missing something serious. Yeah. But if you start to feel tired unduly, we could always check your blood count.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. If you're having much more in the way of your symptoms, I would be worried if you were consistently different from usual with your symptoms. So if you had bloody diarrhea, for example, that would be of concern, or if you were losing weight. But I'm still happy to see you if you're having increasing problems of your typical IBS symptoms. So let's say if it's disrupting your life, I probably ought to see you within the month.
Okay
if that fits in okay with your plans. Have you got any questions before we finish?
No, I think you've covered everything.
Okay, great. Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.